So I invite you to close your eyes and allow your inner child, which everyone has, to just come forward and make its presence known to you. What are some of the things that make your inner child just giggle and giggle? Now, each of us are so unique that there are situations that make us laugh more than others. For some, the inner child just loves listening to babies giggle hysterically. When you have a giggling, squealing baby in front of you, you cannot help but join in because laughter is infectious. It has an energy that connects to you. Or perhaps your inner child wants to play with a litter of puppies or kittens, that they too are in this world of exploring and everything is playful. They are so open to all the experiences. Or perhaps your inner child simply wants to just play with other friends. Know that your inner child has wonderful imaginary friends. Your greatest imaginary friend is your higher self, which has been with you all through every lifetime, every childhood you've had. You've had that imaginary friend ready to play with you. And so spend time every day bringing forth your inner child and ask yourself, what do you want to play and have fun with today? And the more you can do that with your inner child, the more you will find you will be joyful and bursting with happiness that is just ready to share with everyone around you. And so now that we have our inner child out, active, ready to play, let us hear from the beautiful, loving messages of Kryon.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. This is the second week of four where we have a theme for you. And the theme of these four that we have told you about might be this: messages from an angel. Now, we have talked about this the first time, and we're going to do it yet again. There is no who involved in the angel that you might meet in this particular channel. A little later, for those who are attending the Circle of 12, there is no who for them either. And this is tough. It's tough for any linear person to go into any kind of a meeting, even a loving meeting with an angel, without asking, excuse me, who is talking? And part of that is that linearity of you who wants to know for many reasons, and one of them is safety, another one is survival. Another one is enamorment. You just want to know. What would you think about an energy that came to visit you? It was so elegant and so loving and so beautiful that you didn't care. That you felt it all around you. That it was such a thick feeling of love that you didn't care. My partner had that experience. I've talked about it many times. When he finally sat in the chair, all those years ago, more than three decades ago, as a very linear engineer, when he finally had to sit in the chair and ask the question, "Are you there? Show me." It was the best question he could have ever asked. For he had reached the end of his string, you might say, of logic, and couldn't figure out how certain things could be the way they were And so he sat in the chair. And when he did, dear ones, I put my arms around him. And I said nothing. I didn't give him an implantation of any information. I didn't have to. I loved him. And at that point in time, he wept. And he got the message that I was giving. He felt the greatest love he had ever felt. Ever. And he never asked about who it was or the gender involved. He didn't have to. There was no linearity involved. He was taken to 0 point, you might say, in the love department. And all of his cells were involved at that moment. He may not have told you what his reaction was. It was extremely linear. For he popped out of the chair and was actually, for a moment, angry. And the anger stemmed from the ego and the linearity that said, "Don't manipulate me, Mr. Chair." But he couldn't stay away from it. And he realized later it was not manipulation, it was a doorway to love. And that every time he sat in it, that's what he got. He also found that it never got old, and he never got used to it. And that he will still sometimes weep today when the love is too grand and too great. It doesn't get old. Love doesn't get old. The angel I would like you to meet today is very much like has already been discussed. You might say, it is a grand, grand angel, just like the last one. And the message, if you want to call it that, the cognizing of the energy that the angel has, if you want to call it that, is all about the best times of your life. Now listen, we are aware that not all of you had great childhoods. But there still was the child who wanted to laugh, who wanted to have fun, who wanted to do that and was open to it, so open that it felt bad perhaps when you couldn't, or wonderful when you could. Tonight, Circle of 12, I'm going to give you information that I've never given you before that just enhances this a little, but it's not needed for this channel because this particular angel has a beautiful, succinct and mature message for you. It's a message that you're going to feel and sense because this is a message that is ultimately true. And that is this: return to the child. Return to the child. Return to the child. And there are those who would say, no, that's not correct. I have matured. I don't want childish things anymore. And I will say, the angel didn't say, go back to childish things. What the angel wants you to do, dear ones, is for your persona to be complete. And that is to say, what you learned in the first 6 years of your life, probably some of the most important things you will ever learn, and that is how to play, how to trust, how to have uncontrollable giggling and laughter, how to want that as much as you want anything else, and what it feels like. Let this information imbue itself so much into your cellular structure that you can start to feel the results of it. And that's the point. Why do it? Why does spirit constantly ask you to go to the inner child? If you haven't figured it out yet, it's because there's a chemistry there which is released. and only released there. There is a chemistry that happens in your body that is only available from the inner child's attitude, that's only available through uproarious laughter and joy. Did you know that? So for those of you who have grown up a little too much to become a child and very proud of it, you are completely missing the chemistry that can heal you. For that is what the chemistry does. It balances. Healing is not healing. Healing is balance. This body of yours wants balance. That's what it craves. It's why so much of the chemistry that you take in pills doesn't work, because it then unbalances something else, and you have to take a pill for that. And that unbalances something else, and you have to take a pill for that. What if all it took was real balance of the chemistry that you create, which then creates the healing that you've asked for? Sometimes it's the surrender of all of the issues and all of the problems that you have. Complete and total surrender. I give up. But then in the process of surrendering, something happens. You start to laugh at yourself. There have been so many who have experienced this very thing. As soon as you give up and you think there's nothing to lose, in comes the inner child. And it comes to laugh at you and giggle with you. And that chemistry then starts to imbue itself into every cell of your body. That is probably the greatest healing hint that we've ever given. The next angel is going to discuss biology, perhaps in ways it has not before. It's going to discuss that which perhaps you need to know, the hows and the whys that you haven't heard. But this angel, it's telling you that without you knowing how, without processes or steps, without a book to read, every single human is equipped with that which is the balancing chemistry of healing. And it comes right from revisiting the inner child. Yes, there are always those who said, I can't go there because I didn't have a very good inner child. Then I'm going to tell you, rewrite it. Rewrite it so you did have it. Or change it to what you wish you had. And relive it. And reframe it. And that child will come alive. And all the things perhaps you didn't have, you can now. Plan a trip, perhaps, to one of those theme parks for children. And go there and be a child. And just walk around and laugh and giggle and watch other children and say, that is me, that is me, that is me. Use the affirmations that we've taught you to bring it forward if you have trouble to, until your body starts to understand, I was a kid one time. And during that time, I gave myself permission to laugh and giggle, maybe even act a little stupid. Maybe the secret is learn to act a little stupid. Whatever it is that takes you to release that chemistry of the inner child will start to balance your body in ways you didn't expect. And some of you will start throwing the pills away. I wouldn't tell you these things if they were not so, dear ones. It's all part of healing. Balance. I am Kryon, in love with you all. And so it is.